Jim Hill is the CEO of Southwest Dairy Museum, Inc. Hill was a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Tuesday morning, and Hill notes the creamery inside the Dairy Museum in Sulphur Springs is popular here, especially during the hot summer months.
And we'd love for everybody to come by. Of course, I have to say that July is not my only ice cream month. I can enjoy it 12 months of the year. But many people, of course, know of our museum here in town. But we have a creamery in the museum. The creamery, appropriately named. Mm-hmm. An old-fashioned, to get your malts and shakes. And we have a little menu for lunch. Sandwiches, wraps, soups, salads. But then you can top it off with one of those wonderful ice cream desserts that we have, and we can take you all the way up through our specialty sundaes or just get a scoop on a cone.
You know, it is delicious. I stopped in there and enjoyed myself very much. The two ladies behind the counter, they were eager to please, and I ordered a salad, and I ordered an iced coffee or a coffee drink. I didn't indulge in the ice cream. I was going to come back that afternoon.
Well, you were waiting for July, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Boy, it is good. The menu is wonderful. If you haven't remembered about the creamery out there at the Dairy Museum, put that in your loop of places to stop.
You really should. And of course, our museum will kind of take you back in time to see some of our exhibits with dairy farming, really pre-electricity days is what most of the exhibits are, but we have some activities for the kids. But the creamery is, as you indicated, an old-fashioned soda fountain. Mm-hmm. But we can make some wonderful shakes and malts and banana splits, we have different varieties of those, and we'd love for you to come by. Paula and Kay do a wonderful job in our creamery. And of course, Carolyn watches over all the activities of the museum, and we would love to have you come out and try us for lunch.
Well, let me just put in a couple of more things. It is squeaky clean. It is just chrome and white, and it's just glittering and shining. There's several tables to sit at, and these are little ice cream tables that seat four. There's the counter with the stools for the ice cream counter or soda fountain. On the wall, I don't know if all those, I know all those photos are not from Sulphur Springs past, but maybe some of them are. Old soda fountains.
They sure are. And of course, the soda fountain we have in there, the counter, is that's over 100 years old. So it kind of fits in with the decor of the museum. And of course, at Christmas time, starting in November, you can certainly order cheese baskets for relatives. We sell those through the creamery, and you can put together your own gift pack, so to speak, in a little wooden crate, and we ship those all over the country. So keep that in mind this Christmas, that give them the gift of cheese.
A taste from home here in Hopkins County. And also, when your relatives and grandkids or whatever come to visit this summer, take them to the Southwest Dairy Museum. They'll love that little jaunt.
Absolutely. It is free. Admission is free, and we've got some activities for the kids, but some of them are amazed by the activities and the exhibits that we have, and it's been here in Sulphur Springs now since, I'm thinking, about 88. Mm-hmm. So we've been here about 27 years.
KSST News.